go off the rails. Don't you know it's time to raise our sails? It's freedom like you never knew. Any bad or a pass, say a word, I'll be there in a flash. You could say my hat is off to you.
Boy, does that shit on Stairway to Heaven. I am telling you right.
Oh my god, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Fuck, you don't even play video games, do you?
And I play like Madden and like man games.
Oh, you're not a little nerd queeb like me. All right.
You weren't a jock in high school like me.
No, I was the druggy smart kid. It's like I was embarrassed to be smart, so I didn't.
So you sold drugs to the athletes.
I did. Actually, I really did.
Did you take Latin?
I did. Because my mom said it would be a good SAT language.
They fucking all took Latin. All of those like smart stoners like took fucking Latin.
Yeah, it was great because after 4 years of Latin, one time on the SAT for one word, I was like, I recognize the Latin root to that word, but I also fucking know the word because I'm not a damn retard. And that was that. Guys, this is the theme. By the way, let's intro the show real fast. We had Julie Shapiro of NPR listen to the show recently because I was like, look, you're a podcast goddess. You do a lot of pod syndication. Why is my shitty little pod not doing anything? And Julie, who comes from the podcast world, was like, well, I listened to like 5 to 10 minutes of several episodes, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know what the fuck the show's about. That was her language. She was like, you know what? NPR can suck my girl dick. I get to swear in emails. And I sympathize with her to some extent, because this is not just a damn radio show. This is not something people find flipping around the tube. It's syndicated, oddly enough, via a cable channel in Fairfax County, but you can't just find it on the airwaves. So real fast, the show's called Papa's Basement, because my name is John Papa Giorgio. That's why it has the weird fucking name. I chose it 10 years ago. I'm stuck with it now. That's like 8 years in being like, you know what? You're not really a Steve, are you, kid? That shit sailed a long time ago. The show is, I grew up listening to Don and Mike. I grew up listening to Howard Stern. I just like comedy talk. People talking about their lives, trying to be funny about it. I have friends who are comedians and improv people. Most of my friends are funny, meaning they're depressive masturbators. But I invite them in studio, and sometimes they become a cast like we have right now.
I'll go anywhere to sit in a chair, John.
That would be Travis Dorward.
Hello.
Northern Virginia's darling.
Oh. All of Northern Virginia?
All of it.
Oh.
Most of it.
Cut off is Fredericksburg. They fucking hate you down there, man.
Do I get a tiara?
No.
Sure. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell? And we have Sarah Roche.
Hey.
Sarah, also a comedian, also funny, also in studio. So my two best friends at the moment. Yes, very cold. Sarah has an FDR blanket over her lap right now, which if you're watching on YouTube, you can see.
The coldest comedian in all of Virginia.
Yes. I'm really upset she's not knitting herself something.
I knit, though.
With that old
lady
blanket.
So it's like extra funny that you're saying that.
I mean, when someone's go-to move when they're cold is just pull out a woolen shawl. They're a knitter.
This is normal to have a blanket.
No one has a blanket. You know who has a blanket?
In your house.
Public masturbators have blankets. That's...
I'm that, too. I'm both.
Should we blacklight that thing?
I'm cold. No.
CSI blankie.
My hands.
Oh, God, are you that cold? Do you get, like, the blue fingers like my 89-year-old mother?
I don't think I get blue. But I get, like, super red.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You've got, like, old Russian lady fingers.
Stop.
Fuck.
Such a dick.
Why don't you just huddle around the fire and
she's gonna knit you a noose, John.
Yeah, right? And it's not gonna do it right away.
Though. Oh man. Tell me tales of how it was better under the Tsar. All right. So yes,
hope that all cleared up what the show is about.
Yeah. We just try to be funny and talk about what's going on in our lives. It's really simple. I played that song, for example, because that is the theme, I think. It's at least the commercial theme for Super Mario Odyssey. The new Mario game. I'm a real diehard Nintendo guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lapse in my faith for a time, N64 GameCube era, but I came back, and now I'm strong.
Yeah, some of us have had sex.
Yeah,
not me, but
yeah,
some
not
of
you. Some of us.
At least
in general.
No, that is actually what got me hardcore back into video games. I started sleeping with a girl who was huge into them. And she was like, I have a PlayStation 4 and the Xbox and the Wii. What do you have? And I'm like, I play my Super Nintendo sometimes. And so I threw that. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do a little wee sportin'. I'll get her wee wet sportin'. With my bowling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And since then, I play video games and I call her name into the cold wind. But that is the new Mario game. It comes out next Friday. That would be October 27th. Evergreen episode, ahoy. And same time that Stranger Things Season 2 releases. So
are you fucking kidding?
No, I'm affectionately referring to it as a erection day. Like, it's just a day of priapism.
You know what else it is on that day?
Is it your birthday?
No, it's better.
What?
It's my first year anniversary.
Woo! Your first anniversary?
No. Like, the year of the comedy.
Oh, your first comedy year.
Yeah.
Isn't that called, like, a laugh-iversary, and then we all don't laugh at that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is now.
Yeah.
We didn't laugh at it, so, yeah. It works.
Everyone just gets really sad, like, oh.
Nostradamus over here. I called that shot. Yeah, that's tight. That's
Sorry.
Awesome. Well, 1 year in.
Erection day.
After the first year, people are like, oh, congratulations. After 2 years, if you post something, they'll be like, oh.
It's like turning 30.
Still,
it's the last getting birthday
you're still doing that.
Yeah. When are you going to just get a good job? This is never going to pan out. Yeah, so I am psyched as shit. For October 27th. I cannot. That is a great debate. Like, I am not joking here. That is a debate in my soul. I'm like, am I going to do one episode, then some Mario? Am I just going to, like, midnight to 12?
I'll probably be watching the entire season.
Binge both separately.
Yeah, because they shoved me on Dexedrine. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
And I could just take a couple and, 12 hours later, be like, oh, all right, the black kid survived season 2. Cool. Let's,
Good job.
Yeah.
Just him.
Yeah. Good for you defying the stereotypes. Kid whose name I forget, but all I remember is Squirrely Winona Ryder, and one of the people had a number for a name. 12, 7, 9, Jesus. What?
69 head.
But, like, right? That one, like, kind of slutty girl would still die first.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, 11.
Even though it's like
11. Oh, no. Was 11, can't... like, jerking off the ghosts on the other side, the flip side?
That is an inaccurate thing I just said.
Are you proud to slut shame like a 12-year-old dude? Is that the brand of comedy you're bringing to the table? Because
I'm trying some new stuff.
If so, I'll turn your mic up. God. Yeah. So the show's been off a couple weeks. There were some scheduling conflicts. I was also
I thought you were talking about Stranger Things.
No, like, Stranger Things has been off like 1 year, I guess. Right? They had to float it out there, and then
it feels longer than a year. I don't know.
I don't know when it premiered. It was year-ish, and then they were like, I love how we have to act like that was some sort of sleeper hit. Like someone just put this shit out on YouTube and then the world found it. Like, for fuck's sake, it's a Netflix show. Like, let's not.
It was clearly very high budget.
Yeah, I mean, it's like HBO putting something out and you're like, oh, I'm onto this thing. I watched Baller Season 1. I'm a little ahead of the curve. It's fucking HBO. It's in every house or nearly every house. Same with Netflix. This is not some sleeper hit. Like, I get it. They put out a lot of shit. But come on. If some of it takes, don't be shocked.
Yeah, but at that time, weren't they not coming out with a ton of Netflix-specific shows? Or I could be wrong. I feel like lately there's been, like, a ton.
I think the dike had already burst at that point. Like, they had crapped out Marco Polo trying to do...
I never watched that, but...
Me neither. Yeah. My friend tried to sell it to me. He was like, it's just wall-to-wall naked Asian women. And I'm like, that should work on me, but,
it's just not doing it.
Yeah, you know, I was like, fuck, I don't want to mix my Netflix
Were
and
they
my
in a
masturbating.
Pool?
It's like, you watch this, so watch all of this. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't want all of this.
I don't want it.
No,
stop it, Netflix.
Yeah, it's like, you masturbated to Marco Polo. Here's Gucci the Killer. And Cowboy Bebop.
Here's a bunch of naked Germans. Yeah. What? I didn't ask for this at all.
You like naked Asians? Try naked Germans.
Yeah. Broaden your horizons. Jack off to all the Axis power. So I'm back on Dexedrine after like 3 weeks on Effexor, which was supposed to be an antidepressant. I don't know. Are you guys on crazy pills whatsoever?
Blood pressure.
Adderall.
That's the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard.
What?
I'm going to make you do jumping jacks through the goddamn show.
Don't. He's on blood pressure meds.
That's true.
That's good, because I want to continue living my terrible lifestyle, with the pills. Like, I don't want to...
Maybe just, like, walk faster for a while. Until we go to...
Who am I trying to impress?
I feel that, like, in 20 years, Travis is going to be, like, the villain in a sci-fi movie that's simply kept alive by a protective suit of some sort.
I would love that.
That does sound really cool.
You know what? If you get to eat fucking 3 pizzas a day, what the fuck, yeah.
Woo! Party on, Garth.
Put a dick hole in my armor and let's do this.
It's like the opposite of a chastity belt.
Yeah, exactly. Just this fucking, his powered armor shredder fuckfest uniform. Yeah.
What's up?
Roche, were you, you were indicating you were on something?
Adderall.
Adderall. That is the, that's what I call the baby bitch brother of Dexedrine.
Okay.
It's a watered down version.
Well, go fuck yourself.
For grandmothers and little girls. So that's cool.
Well,
step up to the big league someday.
My prescription drugs are more hardcore than
mine. Mine is so much more snortable.
I don't snort because that's gross. I'm between 25 and 30 milligrams.
Oh, nice.
So you're over here if you're 15.
That's true. I am. So I was doing the Effexor, and my doctor was just cheerleading me on, like, just hang with it, dude. Because, like, day one, I felt like a bear shot in the ass by a trank dart while hibernating. I was just out cold. He chose Effexor specifically for me because I was like, look, man, these SSRIs, these anti-depression pills, they routinely just fucking Nagasaki my dick. Mm-hmm. Like, that thing is just dead.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like that dog that went to the farm and your parents really just dragged it into the trash. It was that just before rigor, that dead and soft. All right. I don't know where I went with that.
Keep talking about your dick. Let's do 30 minutes on this.
It was just immediately that kicked in. I was sleeping all the time. It was horrible. I was completely apathetic. Like, I run a business off of my phone. I was just shutting off my phone and being like, hey, fuck it. Lilyhammer season 2. Let's do that again. Mm-hmm. Little Stevie, you're the man. So eventually I quit it. And I was like, you know what? When I was a kid, I was on so much Dexedrine. And I did a lot of shit. Like, my breath stank like an asshole, and my tummy rumbled all the time, and I could stare at the wood grains on a desk and count them for 17 hours, but I got some good grades. So how about we try that shit again?
Yeah.
It's weird taking that, because Roche, you have done Adderall. You said you were started at, like, what age?
It was, so it wasn't Adderall specifically. I didn't start Adderall until, like, I think, like, 8th grade maybe, but I was always on, like, Ritalin or something for ADD, ADHD starting when I was in, like, 2nd grade.
Like, you seem very mellow. That's
I'm not on it right now. I haven't been on it for, like, 3 weeks just because
all the more reason, like, why were you on it to begin? Like, what? Because that's exceptionally young. Like, mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I took, I think, 25 milligrams. Eventually, they jacked me up to, like, 50 milligrams or something insane. Mm-hmm. They gave me 15 milligrams, which I took yesterday. I'm not exaggerating. I did in 4 hours after taking that pill, all of the invoices, mm-hmm. all of the proposals I had to send out, all of the following up, everything I had put off since the start of September, according to the start of these invoices, done, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Fucking by 2 p.m., I'm like, okay, what is left? And I'm searching shit out. But incredibly potent. Like, I mean, immediately, again, cotton mouth, like, on edge, mm-hmm. angry. Like, what does a fucking 2nd grader need speed for, man? Were you not finger painting? I mean,
I think most comics, so I kind of feel comfortable saying this, had kind of issues at home growing up and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of issues. So when I
just want to interrupt. I didn't because my dad beat me because he loved me. Continue.
Oh, you lucky
he
bastard.
Didn't. I'm
I know.
Kidding, for once.
There were problems and I wasn't sleeping like ever. And so I was falling asleep at school and I like essentially missed an entire year of school. That's an exaggeration, but I was sleeping.
Just from sleeping during class? Or?
I would sleep all day. I would just go to the nurse's office and sleep all day. And so
they let you do that? You're just like,
well, no, they were
did
like,
did you show up with your blanket back
that's
then?
That's why I got put on something to keep me up.
Okay. So you got it not for being hyperactive, but because you were like almost narcoleptic, but as a kid.
Because I was being kept up at night.
Okay. I got you. So,
so would you just never sleep? Like you would stay up all night and then you got the Adderall and then that would keep you up all day?
I think there were times, a lot of nights where like my body would just give up, and like I wouldn't wake up for anything. And so I just crash hard.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That is so fucking dark.
And then it. Oh,
this
is it?
A comedy show, dude.
I'm so sorry. I didn't think it. I mean, because I'm like fine with it now. I'm just kind of like dependent on it at this point, obviously.
That's entirely how I feel.
Yeah.
When I was in high school and I was on this shit, I was like 138 in terms of pounds. I clocked like through the years off of this, I've just eaten and eaten and eaten. And even when I worked out, like the pounds kind of didn't come off. And I'm like, now just a hair shy of like 260. Mm-hmm. It's fucking nuts. Like I will die early. I took this one pill. Yesterday, I ate 2 cups of applesauce, some Cheerios with my fingers like a toddler, and some strawberries. And I probably pissed out like 5 gallons in a rib.
Yeah.
Like, I think I might be under 200 by erection day.
Yeah.
Like, it won't be long.
We were, when I'm on Adderall, usually for breakfast, I just have coffee black, and then I'll get like a salad.
Why don't you just do blow while you're on speed? Yeah, right?
And then I'll get a salad for lunch, and then just like I'll go to an open mic and do like a vodka Diet Coke and just like have nothing in my system ever, and it's bad.
Oh, I am afraid it'll just kick out when we're in our 50s and we will eat ice and gain 5 pounds a second.
Oh, I believe
like
it.
Just no metabolism left.
It's
like,
zero.
Fuck you. I evolved like middle ages metabolism. You should have been dead 20 years ago. I'm fucking done.
I think this brings up a good lesson. Don't get your drugs from a doctor. Get them from a drug dealer.
I would just agree with that.
That's true. Like Coke is so expensive, you can't do it daily. and your nose will give out long before you could do that. While jacked up on the dextrodrine, and by the way, if anyone's listening who is a longtime listener to the show, give me feedback. I mean, don't just say like you're sweatier than usual. Be like, you sounded weird, or you sounded better or worse. I want to hear. Travis, you've been here a long time. How am I doing?
You're an ugly bitch. That's
can't believe a pill did that to me that quickly.
That's weird.
No hope and dope. What have I done to myself? Travis, a couple days ago, had mentioned, much as like we've already talked, what, Stranger Things and Marco Polo and every other fucking thing we watch on Netflix. Travis mentioned like the, what, 96th series conservatively you have started.
I have a lot of free time.
Me too. I watch Netflix all the fucking time. Like, I know I'm a piece of shit because I'll look at the iPad and the video game controller, and I'm like, I don't have the energy for number two. Let's just lie in bed and watch some Orange is the New. You had mentioned Mindhunter.
Yes.
Which I think is it stylized in all caps, or is that just how Netflix does titles? Because it's like, Mindhunter!
Yes, it really pops.
Why was it German?
Yes.
Mindhunter!
M-E-I-N-D.
Mindhunter! Schlaven.
Do you want to take point on this talking about Mindhunter? Because I gave it a try at your recommendation.
Basically, it's I'm not going to sell it well, but it's just like FBI agents interviewing serial killers before that term existed, and they end up doing all this research by interviewing different serial killers, and that's how the term serial killer come. Like no one could back then apparently could understand that someone would just want to murder for like other reasons other than, oh, he's evil. Like that's all a really.
Yeah, back when it was just like Jesus dropped him on his head in heaven and now he came out bad.
But yeah, and then they kind of figure out like, oh, it's because all their mothers abused them when they were younger, stuff like that. Like,
I'm just glad like now every time I scream it's your fault at her, like it has resonance. So, yeah, like he said, it's the inception of some program where they're first like, random people are getting murdered and their tits are getting lopped off. This wasn't to steal their milk.
Oh, and they weren't pregnant at all.
Yeah. And it's fascinating. I will, again, if Netflix put out a show called Fucking Paint Drying, I'd be on that. But
by the way, the darker the topics get, I think the colder Sarah's getting. Her branklet was down to like her knees at the beginning, and now it's all the way up.
She'll have a corncob pipe and a button nose.
Once we talk about the like the main stroke killer, she'll just have the blanket. Yeah, there she is.
Just talking through it. Oh,
this is such a great show, guys. I'm having so much fun.
Ghost for the Halloween episode. Yay. So I started it because once I had done, again, literally all of my work and emailed all friends forgotten and caught up with the entirety of my life in the span of 6 to 7 hours, I was like, John deserves a little treat. And that doesn't come in food form anymore because food is repugnant to me on Dexedrine. So I was like, I will stare at something. I don't have to chew for this and smell my own breath. And I fired up Mindhunter.
I can't do it.
It sounds like somebody pitching, like, let's not go with Nazi, let's go with
Mindhunter. Yeah. I just hope that they run with that. Somehow Netflix hears this episode.
Yeah, I so hope in season 2 there's a German character now.
He says you ought to Mindhunter. Gott in Himmel, help me!
It sounds like a folktale like German kids would hear. Like, if you do not eat your chestnuts,
the Mindhunter! You crawl out of the Schwarze Forest and eat your remains.
And hunt your mind!
He'll take you to a house of candy and rape your soul! Mindhunter!
Oh my god, you guys are the worst.
Germans suck.
How dare they act like they fucking, oh my god, with what's going on in the world today, and now Angela Merkel's our beacon of freedom. It's like, you're German, I know what comes out of your mouth. All the hach and hach. No, fuck to you.
You just went very, okay.
No, what? We got political, kid.
You got, yeah. Yes.
I'm topical. I know a name of a leader in Europe. There was that porn star they elected to Italian parliament 10 years ago. And Angela Merkel. And, yeah, that's all I got. Oh, wait. Hugh Grant played a prime minister in Love Actually. Now I look like an asshole.
Sometimes
Sarah.
I think
Thanks,
you
buddy.
Are making up people. Just...
No, Love Actually was a movie. I don't care that you're 12. I know it predates you, but Sarah, are you of the Love Actually school?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Look at you. No. It's, all right.
I tried to watch it one time.
I'm the fucking girl here. All
and
right.
It was horrible.
I'll tell you how I watched Love Actually properly. I walked in at literally the halfway point, so all the bullshit foreplay was out of the way. And
it's
it was
all
just
bullshit.
It was just everyone falling in love and shit and realizing they had each other. And that was the lesson of Christmas. And they had the guy from Rick from Walking Dead doing some very creepy shit with Keira Knightley, where he just did like a card show. And he's like, I want to fuck you. I've always wanted to fuck you. Will you fuck me? You have to watch that scene. It's pretty.
I've seen like GIFs of it, so I think I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've seen some dank memes in regard to this matter. Didn't know you'd done your research. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Back to Mindhunter.
Mindhunter.
Right, yeah. So I was watching Mindhunter in a Dexedrine haze, and I'm fucking counting pixels on my iPad. Like, they screwed me out of one. And maybe 3 episodes in, I'm not fucking you right here. That's not how you use that expression. I'm not shitting you. There we go. Sorry. English is my second language.
To be
I'm
fair,
German.
he's not fucking
I'm not fucking anyone.
It's not an inaccurate
yeah,
thing to say.
Exactly.
It's completely accurate. It's 100% true.
I am a white man that doesn't speak with forked tongue. Yes, it's all truth out of this mouth hole. About 2 episodes in, it came crashing in. I guess the Dexedrine had kicked out. And I shoved a pizza in my face and then was like, wait, what the fuck did I hear in this? Like, I'm not saying Netflix is goddamn NBC, but there's a certain measure. Like, I know you can set it to Netflix for kids, but I'm pretty sure your kid can just be like, no, I want the Marco Polo setting.
I'm worried that you're going to get Zoe zonked out on these pills one day and watch this show about serial killers and just be like, I know what I must do now.
I am studying this so hard.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I already live at home. Mom?
You look like, what? God.
Bring me a sandwich and a knife. No. So I suddenly was like, wait, there was some graphic dark shit and some funny shit. So I have a funny clip because I want to start things off lighthearted before I make you, Sarah, put your blanket like
over
literally over your head and down your ass crack just to be safe. Yeah, there were some clips where you're like, Jesus fucking Christ, this is getting said on a show like Travis.
And they say it so casually, like I kind of had the same reaction. Like he says it like, oh yeah, I chopped off her head and made love to it. Like, oh, okay. And then 5 minutes later, like, wait a second.
Was it dry?
She was on Dexter. Yeah.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
Yeah,
no, I was finished.
Oh, okay, good.
It's so horrible. You have a mic in front of you, but we want you to remain silent. What is this, Saudi Arabia talk? Goddammit. So, yeah, I don't do shit all for show prep, typically. Like, I'll write down some scattered thoughts, like, cat, licked asshole. And then, you know, try to figure it out, like, 10 minutes before showtime, what the fuck that meant. But I started, like, taking note of when the hell they said some shit where I'm like, oh no. Like, cause I
what was that noise?
What was that noise?
I was just,
were you coming and then getting confused
was
about
that
it?
The cat
that's how
getting
I come on Dexedrine in my cat. I cut you both off at the pass there.
Yeah.
And that's how I sound afterward once I pet her. Yeah.
It sounds like the beginning of an R. Kelly song. Yes. Like, yeah. And you're just like petting the cat that he's about to be on.
Yeah. Yeah, just poor old Mittens.
This is a dumb show.
This is a terrible show.
What, this or Mindhunter?
Mindhunter.
All of it.
So I was fucking driven to the point. It was either the Mindhunter or the Dexedrine where I was like, I am going to write down the time and the episode for like several quotes where Travis will just be like, I remember that. And Sarah will be like, this is horrible with or without context. Like, either way, I'm going to try to provide it. Like, I have some notes. I rewatch the clips to be like, you know, this is when they're with the fat but friendly serial killer. The one who fucks throats.
Oh.
Yeah. And
do you find fat people adorable? Like, when she said fat serial killer, oh.
No, it's you.
He is kind of adorable.
You said friendly, really didn't
is.
You?
Oh, he's,
well, yes, he comes off across as friendly. That's what he looks like. He's kind of adorable.
Is that the actor who plays?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because I was sitting here like, no, that's the guy from Office Space. Like, I love him.
They took my stapler, so I fucked your throat.
I mean, the actor does look a lot like the actual person. I looked up the actual person.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty tight.
Anyone with that mustache? No, thank you.
To be fair, it was like 1975.
Don't even care.
Okay.
Before he starts talking about like all the stuff he does, you're kind of like, oh, he's such an
oh no,
he's such a good fellow.
Even afterwards.
Even after that, it's like
you want to be like, let's move on from that. How you know? Just,
maybe murder's not so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, like
if he's doing it.
Yeah. Tell me about that. All in the
I mean,
that
is the thing with the show. Like,
week.
I don't know about you, but I didn't really give a shit about any of the characters other than the serial killers, pretty much. Like.
No, I have never seen a show where the leads, I don't know any of their names, like not even the actor names or character names,
no.
Like nothing. I'm just like, there's the young one, there's the old one, there's the girl. Like that's it. That's how I keep track of shit. I'm just like, oh, here's that scene. And yeah, I don't know anything. They are like watching paint dry. Like it is the least passionate. The old guy kind of has something.
He's having trouble at home.
He's sassy.
He is.
But he's like grumpy sassy.
Yeah, he.
I hope like next season they just replace him with like a soulful black cop, like without
off.
Even like mentioning it, like.
Yeah, like it just cuts to him. And it's like yeah.
And R. Kelly.
Are you telling me this? This crack is
this crazy motherfucker did what?
He raped a cat, and then it's just like it's him.
Those
it's
are all episode titles.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He raped a cat? Question mark.
And then yeah, with five exclamation points. So I cut a couple of clips. I'm gonna try to provide you context, Miss Sarah Roche,
okay,
for these clips. I think one is funny, the other four are horrifying.
Okay.
The funny one's gonna be somewhere in there. We
is
won't
it like
tell
graphic
you.
Or is it just what they're saying?
I mean, it's not graphic like you hear like someone, you know, mud in a boot, as Dave Attell once described liking the sound of his porn. It's not like someone fisting a cavity, like that kind of.
What are you watching?
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Is this the same show?
I'm watching Dave Attell stand up, apparently, sir. No, it's not. It's just dialogue. But the dialogue is graphic to the point that this show was dirty. Like, typically we do a clean show.
Yep.
A clean show.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, we tiptoe around. We don't just drop the hard F and shit like that.
Oh well.
Oh, and by the way, I'm full of shit. Like, three of these clips were funny. Like, it suddenly dawned on me. The dexedrine's still doing shit for my memory. The effects are at least helped there, because then I could remember why I was depressed.
Oh, God.
We were on such a good
roll. She loves fat guys that live at home. Like, the serial killer. She's here just giving us hugs before the show, Travis. It's all money with Sarah. You're the best.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to play some funny clips, couple horrifying clips. Kind of like the show, right? Just vacillates between the two.
Clips of
time. All right, let's make sure nothing's playing on YouTube, so I don't fucking pipe this up and it's like Godsmack's I Stand Alone is blasting, because that was five clips after Mario. Okay, we're good. We're good there. So clip one, this is young guy in the team, Sarah. Young guy is teaching an FBI class on, I believe, like hostage situations.
Hostage negotiation.
Yeah, that is how we start the show, with a hostage negotiation. Okay. That's brief.
And he fails. Yes. The guy shoots himself in the head.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk graphic in terms of visuals, I've never seen like what... Again, I love how guys who don't really do guns or haven't murdered people want to sound in the know, but I'm going to do that right now. Like, that's how it looks like when a guy lights up a shotgun right under his chin. I don't fucking know what that looks like. I've never shotgunned human flesh or flesh other. But
they got it basically right. Best.
I mean,
based off my experience.
It was just like a fucking meat balloon popped. So that's kind of what I imagine it to be. Yeah. Like, it's just he's talking and then you're like, oh, there's the door behind his head. And then his body falls. So the clip, Sarah.
Okay.
You also get to see his penis, by the way.
I forgot that. That was a great...
Because he thinks he's invisible, so he takes off all his clothes.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it.
It's the 70s, so it's like...
Yeah.
People are just dropping acid, like, left and right.
Well, you can only see, like, a very, very small part of his penis.
That's a very good point, actually. Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
Because of the hair.
You're completely... A little pink one. This was not a nude Wilt Chamberlain. Like, that would be 70s penis. You could still see... quite fucking clearly. What? I'm going to go on a limb and say...
How about those clips?
Yeah, okay, cool. So he is in, I guess, is it Quantico?
Yeah.
Which was... Yeah. So that was, I guess, their base back then. Maybe the Marine Corps took it over since. That's the one thing I'm just going to genuinely ask of the audience. When did the FBI leave Quantico? So he's like, I'm in Quantico. I'm teaching people. We're going to play a clip from that very situation.
All right. I'm asking you to put the gun down, Mike.
No way. Kiss my black ass, Mark.
Wait, what?
For the purpose of this exercise, I'm imagining I'm Negro.
That's good. That's fine. Keep it going. Just whatever comes into your head.
Okay. Then fuck you. I asked you to put that gun down. No, fuck you, you dumb cracker motherfucker.
Wait a minute. What is all that?
It's jive talk.
There you go, Sarah.
Oh my God.
It's jive talk.
Okay.
So that was one of the graphic clips. Now here's the funny one. We then get a murder mystery after the jive talk. Mm-hmm. That was jive talk, Sarah.
Jive talk.
That's in German too. Jive talk.
Jive talking? Mind hunting.
Jiven talking. We then get a murder mystery where it's almost like Scooby-Doo, where they go to various fun houses across the country and then figure out who's the old man that was dressing up and scaring the kids off. So they are, old man and young man are together.
Can I interrupt really quick?
Sure.
I feel like so much of Scooby-Doo could have just been an old guy firing off a shotgun really quick from his house.
Oh, like, just to truly terrorize people?
Yeah, and then the kids would leave and that, like, you didn't need to do the whole costume thing.
You're completely
it was a different
right.
time. It was
yeah.
a different time.
Okay. No, we've lost our innocence like 40
people
years
were
later.
Much wackier back then.
Yeah.
Okay.
With their
sorry,
scare tactics.
I didn't...
Like now ISIS watches
point.
Scooby-Doo and they're like, where's the head severing? Like, how is this terror? Why is ISIS Jewish?
So many good questions.
Yeah. So they have gone into, and I love it, it's like a complete screen. Like, this isn't a little... like type face on the screen where it's like we're in a new location. Mm-hmm. It's big, like Snapchat inspired. Like literally the entire screen will be like, Altoona, Pennsylvania! And you're like, that is the most depressing shit in this entire show. And I just watched a woman killed with a mace. Sorry, Altoona, man. One of those dead industrial towns. This isn't The Office. Scranton, PA is a sad place.
No, it's not.
Not with Pam in it.
Yes, not with their love lighting the torch of that city. Yes. No, back when I had a girlfriend.
Oh, like Jim?
Yeah, back when I was betrothed.
That's the only thing you have in common with Jim.
Yes.
Not anymore, though.
At some point.
Obviously. Yes.
No, I don't have her now.
Yeah, no.
No, so.
Because you lost
her. I have nothing in common with Jim now.
Because he murdered her.
Yeah.
I did. Then I did unspeakable things to her throat, which we'll get to in another clip.
Wow, be more original, okay?
Sorry. Sorry, buddy. We had just watched, like, the entirety of The Office on Netflix. See what I mean? No one does anything anymore. And it just came out of my mouth. I was like, we should go to Scranton. Like, just look around and see The Office stuff. And then, like, 8 seconds later, you realize, like, what do you think you're going to find? Like, it was all Los Angeles soundstage. You'll be like, that was that building.
People in Scranton
are
probably so pissed off. Just people like, oh, are you Michael Scott? Fuck you, dude. Like,
it might be, like, the only thing keeping that shitty little burg alive.
That's
though.
True.
Like, their entire economy might be like, meet Jan. It's not really Jan, but hey.
They just sell sheets of paper that they say are from the show.
Yeah, it's Dunder Mifflin branded. We couldn't get the rights from NBC.
So how about those clips?
All right.
Yeah,
how about those clips?
You didn't like Jive Talk? I mean,
okay. I thought we were moving on.
We are. You're right. No, I just wanted to marinate in Jive Talk for next 17 minutes. And then
that's quite a long time.
All right, clip two. They've traveled to not Altoona, I believe another fucking like Oshkosh, or just, it's literally just, the show could be called Murders in Rust Belt Shitholes. Like, that would be completely appropriate.
All I know is a lot of it's in California. I don't know any of them.
So it's like X-Files, but without all the cool alien shit.
Completely. It's just,
you'll have to watch to find out.
Yeah, instead of like, Mulder's sister, where is she? It's like, there's the corpse of Mulder's sister, and we have to find out who like fucking stalked her for a week before
and
this happened.
This is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, and we're all sweaty.
The truth is out there, rotting in that dumpster. Yeah. So we've hit this crappy place, and someone was murdered, and I was struck by how goddamn graphic this conversation was.
I'm so excited.
This woman was devoted to her child, tried hard, and some stranger came along and... Come on, Agent Ford, you got fancy methods. What does a broomstick in the ass of a dirt-poor single mom mean?
See, that, I think, could be, like, delivered at the end of a very powerful monologue, like, but by a woman asking an existential question. Like, what does a broomstick in the ass of a dirt poor? Okay, Sarah's going to kill me. But I could just imagine that last part, like, being delivered by Katharine Hepburn. Like, just shaking her fist at the heavens.
First off, want to write for the show so bad.
Yeah.
Second, no. I don't think a woman would ever, not ever, I don't think most women would say something like that.
No,
because
probably not.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
They're more feelings oriented.
Well, I feel like it's one of those things where, I don't know.
No, it's... Like I said, it's one of those things where 90 minutes later, I was like, what the fuck did I hear? And then I kind of went back and, scanned the episode and was like, all right, this will be on the show, and this will be a show that doesn't air locally because it is dirty.
Yeah, but I think it was appropriate that a man...
I feel like we're all trying to think of something like profound and deep to say about this, but it's a broomstick in the ass. It's,
yeah, exactly. Like, what does it mean? It's like...
Oh, it doesn't
mean... It pretty much sums it up.
Exactly. Like, is this art I have to interpret? Fuck, it's...
I just want to, like, write weird shit like that. Like, where...
Go for it.
Do you ever have, like, a thought where you're like, oh, I can never say that out loud? And this, it's like they're encouraging you to get that weird shit out.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like you would be writing for the show for the wrong reasons, Sarah.
Oh, all the wrong reasons.
Write them letters of ideas, and then
cry
we'll see if
night?
The FBI comes after you.
Yeah, right? No.
You would like...
There's...
What?
So I was going to say, there's a story of a guy who... did you guys hear about this? Oh, it was a long time ago. This guy got put on like some list or something. And FBI people came to his wife, and they were like, oh, we think your husband's going to murder you.
Nice.
And it's because of his search history was, like, all of this, like, murdery shit.
Okay.
But he was actually a writer for, like, CSI or something like that. And he was getting, like, inspiration.
Huh.
Yeah. And it was a really funny story. Anyways,
God, who's the guy from The Who? Pete Townsend. That sounds a little shaky, like when Pete Townsend was doing his autobiography like 10 years ago. I don't know why I went to air quote autobiography, because that's what an autobiography is. And they found all this like kid porn browsing history. And he was like, I was researching like stuff about me being abused. And it's like, I don't think photos of you were uploaded, pal. But
that's a lot different.
Yeah, that's true. No, if he had that SAG card,
if the FBI is really looking at search history, they're going to call every Taco Bell and just be like, Travis Dorward is going to come. Do some fucked up shit.
He's gonna kill
to
us.
To your menu.
No, just have enough taco shells.
He's gonna come on your menu. Like, the outdoors one? That's fine. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
Tribute our menu.
Oh, God. The coming's coming from inside the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
The coming! That's my show. That's my chairman's show.
And we're done.
Yeah, that's it. Let's just call it an hour.
So, how about these clips?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for keeping us late.
Yeah, I know. He's a great task.
I'm the responsible. You guys are the ones taking Adderall. Why am I the most focused
one
here?
I'm not on it right now. I haven't been on it in like 3 months.
All right, you get a pass.
Thank you.
No, I'm the jackal just on the trampoline counting the stars. I got no excuse. Number three. This is what is the name of the chubby, adorable serial killer I believe.
Was it Hank? I hope it's Hank.
No, Ed Kemper.
Ed Kemper.
This was a real serial killer, so if any family members of victims are watching, we apologize, but this is for entertainment purposes.
And
I'm not sorry.
I just thought it was really...
I'm glad they're dead.
Really.
Oh, God.
That's horrible, man. No, how dare you? No, I got nothing. Especially when you hear this clip, you'll be like, he's the one that played it. He's the one who has the clip control. All right, so Ed is talking about... he's talking with Young Guy. Mm-hmm. About a young guy has revealed that he has just found a new girlfriend, like the one I don't have.
And she left you?
She left me, yeah, on my birthday.
Is that why you don't have her anymore?
Yeah, because she left.
So what about these clips?
At the airport on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, exactly.
As your parents
and she
were
took abandoned your dog
you.
Away from you. Yes.
while
you're finding out you're adopted.
Just as you stepped on a Lego.
Yeah, and. Underneath the Lego was a syringe that pierced the Lego and went in my foot.
And now I have hepatitis C.
Yeah. And and hepatitis HIV. I hate that strain of it.
So these clips.
So incurable.
So how about the clips?
Yeah, so our guy, Ed, who's just really adorable.
He's my favorite character, and I don't know what that says about me, but
no,
I love Ed.
I love that this show kind of captures that serial killers... really outside of their craft, shall we say, can kind of appear normal and interact with people. It would have been really bad if like they were just all twiddling their fucking mustaches like Snidely Whiplash or some shit. Like, that's not very realistic. But they were very jovial and be like, sure, you came to visit the throat fucker. Do you want to ask? I mean, we're not here to talk the weather because I'm in here. And then they all laugh. So here's clip three. Young guy is revealed he has a girlfriend. And the fat guy wants to talk shop, if you will.
So. His name's Ed. Let's get at least one name right.
All right. FG Ed.
Hey, Kenneth, can I ask you something?
Oh, sure. Well, what's on your mind?
I've done a bit of thinking about some of the things that we're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, the list of deviant...
Oh, no, I lost that clip. Gosh darn it.
Yeah,
I
was like, when is it going to happen?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me... Oh, no.
What's up?
Oh, God. Travis has stood and assumed his
position.
I've had it.
I'm out.
Okay.
Not actually.
I was like, are we going to take a break?
No. What if I double your salary? Would that keep you in the room?
I like this chair, so I'll stay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to play four.
Wait,
I'm going
to
play clip four.
You're doubling your salaries?
Yeah.
I'll
quintuple it.
Because the last time I was here, I got Arby's.
Oh, good point.
I was going to make a math nerd zero times whatever joke.
Oh,
nope. Gotcha. We get a bunch of mozzarella sticks.
Boom.
If you guys want to do that, yeah, I God, this sounds so weird coming, like, because they can see what I look like on YouTube. And I'm just like, I'm going to need to calorie up. So, yes, Arby's after this show. You're like, what the
no,
fuck
no, you,
are you talking?
You go pick it up. We'll keep it going from here.
Yeah, that's my good.
Okay, just...
We'll just say things about you.
Just in the meantime, just air an entire episode of Mindhunter.
Mindhunter!
Why does he always smell like eggs, though? That's my question.
Yeah, that's my serial killing method.
Swim in eggs first?
Yeah, I put them in a mom wig, and then I egg them, and I got nothing. I'm going to play clip 4.
Okay.
The off chance that clip 4 got replaced by clip 3 and vice versa.
He's also egg-shaped.
That's true.
He's so egg-shaped.
Yeah. My body and my bosoms. All right.
Hey, Kenneth, can I ask you something?
Nope. Oh, what? God damn it. That clip is lost. You know what? I'm going to play it off the iPad. Do you guys want to wait for it? Do you want to hear the really, like, the super grossest clip in the entire show, Sarah? Or do you want to just not have to wear your blanket like a Klansman's hood and actually, like, move on to happier things in the show?
One of his eyes closes slower than the other.
That's the speed talking.
No, okay. I wanna hear the nasty ass clip.
Okay. Yeah. I like how you said that. I want the dirty shit. All right. Guys?
That's not even an iPad.
No. I took pictures because Netflix disabled the ability to do screen caps. Because, like, what are they afraid of? Someone, like, doing 20,000 tweets and releasing the new season of House of Cards as a fucking flip book? Like, I don't... It's bad shit. I hate it. Like,
that's fucking insane.
No, it's really... It angers the hell out of me because I loved just being able to take pictures of things and, like, maybe make something funny about it. But, oh, no, like... Now the best you can do is take, you know, put on the closed captioning and just have fucking white text on an entire wall of black. And that's...
Sorry, when you said the flip book, I was like, we would go full circle to, like, silent films and, like, pirating that. I don't know. Sorry. I got really excited about that.
No, I simply
didn't. I could tell it was a good thought. I
just
couldn't understand what
deleted photos for.
Sorry.
Where's the throat fucking bit? So, no, you did nothing wrong. Don't say sorry, damn it. We love you here, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, 2951, episode 2. That could be it. You remember 2951, Travis?
78-26.
Oh,
it.
No, I
you
already forgot.
Son of a bitch.
59-21?
I forgot everything.
Oh, you...
I did that as a joke, thinking I would remember.
Yeah,
and
now
it,
it's gone. Like, now it's really gone.
I think it was either 59-21. The second part was definitely 21.
I had a 5.
All right, I'm writing them down.
It was. I want to. I think 59-21.
She's off his pills, and you're an asshole. She's off her pills too. That's how English works. 29-51.
29-51.
29-5.
Oh, I wasn't close.
14-47.
I was so sure the second part was 21.
I had the 5, so I'm gonna throw that.
There you go.
All right, we're going to do this. We're taking the... Oh, that's episode 3. Oh, my. I think it had to be the episode 2-1. All right, so we're doing this. Teamwork, guys. We're almost there. So I'm going to go with...
We're all in this
29-51.
Together.
I'm going to plug this in. Headphone jack. My phone. All right, phone. Start making noises. Don't get any weird tweet alerts, which would make the audio really bad.
Why did you...
What?
You just, like, bad. You just, like...
Shit. You know my secret.
His father's a sheep. It's really sensitive.
His mom fucked a sheep.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. All right. I'm gonna load it to 2951.
That explains a lot about the eyes.
Yeah.
Hey. Why is that audio? Oh, that audio is not coming in because it's not through there. Coming in. Son of a bitch. This is just the least captivating thing we've ever done on air.
Oh, yes.
Give me 1 second. Guys, can you...
Do we have to talk? Or?
Yeah. Oh. Sometimes that happens on radio. I know. It's a bitch.
Do you like seahorses?
I hate you both.
I love seahorses. Do you like magnets?
You're going to hear this clip and you're going to be like...
A magnet killed my uncle, so yes.
You're like dangerously attracted to him.
Yes.
Okay. I feel that.
I make love to magnets.
Yeah.
See where you took that.
Administrative. I don't even know where I took that.
All right. Hold on. Come on.
That's all she lived for, man. Her work and her precious co-eds.
We're close.
She mothered relentless.
We're close. Okay, I think we're like...
It sucks.
Okay, we're...
We're coming.
I could do the rap I learned.
We haven't really discussed it.
Ask her. An asshole will suck your cock, right?
No one wants to hear my...
Literally. It's like a hole that sucks. It's easy. But when you fuck somebody in the neck, it's entirely the opposite. It's nothing but resistance. It's really difficult. Look, let me...
There you go. And then he shows just how hard it is. By grabbing a throat. Not actually fucking a throat. That would cross the line for Netflix, apparently. So there you go. It's an asshole is a thing that sucks. That sounds like something from Ezekiel, right?
I just realized as many terrible things they say, I think there's only one death that they show on camera.
Really?
I think so. The opening guy is shooting himself in the head, right?
Wow.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah, they just talk about, so.
Yeah, the fundamental rule of television.
All right, so kids can watch.
Tell,
fine.
Not show. Yeah. So they nailed it. Yeah. We have lighthearted stuff here on out.
Okay, yeah.
You know, we don't have to hear about how assholes suck, unlike throats.
Mm-hmm.
So these last two clips, young guy is reviewing what is referred to as deviant terminology, which cannot be said in the presence of the fairer sex back then. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what? We are going to have women on the force, and they need to know all this horrible shit, too. Because apparently they can talk to throat fuck McGillicuddy, but they can't hear the word ass. So we've got two clips around this theme. They both made me chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of funny. The show died 10 minutes ago, and now it's a broomstick in its ass.
Hey, Kenneth, can I ask you something?
Oh, sure. Well, what's on your mind?
I've done a bit of thinking about some of the things that we're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, the list of deviant terminology.
The cuss words.
Right, well, I was thinking more the descriptors of the acts. You know, fellatio, cunnilingus.
Oh, okay, what exactly is the issue?
Well, that's just it, Ken. I don't have an issue. I really don't know that they are deviant.
Anal violation?
Well, no, not that one.
There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was exactly how it was explained to me, by the way, what I can and can't say on the show.
Anal.
Yes. All right. I'm going to run through this real fast because it has died a dog's death.
Mm-hmm.
Let's punch up the last clip. By the way, Sarah,
mm-hmm.
you being unfamiliar with Mindhunter.
Mindhunter.
leaning toward getting into it. Are you a big Netflixer?
Yeah, I've always been super into Netflix. I just got Hulu like a couple of weeks ago, and so I've kind of been like opened up to this world.
I miss
Hulu. Of Hulu.
Watch Community if you haven't already.
Oh, I mean I have, but I'm planning on doing it again.
Yeah,
but,
watch the good seasons.
But I also I do still watch Netflix. Yes.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
But yeah, because their originals are banging.
No, it's cool. You don't have to like.
Don't tell Netflix that you watch Hulu
too.
They'll,
no, you don't have to pretend in front of a fucking poor kid who's only got Netflix that Hulu ain't all that. You're like, well, you know, in a pinch I'll watch that fucking Red End shit, but no, I'm Green H all the way now.
Green H, yeah.
So we've got deviant terminology.
That was funny.
Fuckhead? You can keep that.
Fuckbag?
That too.
And we're keeping gangbang?
What's right is right.
What's right is right.
Clismophilia?
Clism of what?
Enemas. Either giving or having.
That can stay.
And we're losing pussy, dildo, fellatio, cunnilingus. Are you sure about this?
Yes. Thank you, Marge. It's for the best.
Okay, what's crazy to me about this is like hearing this
mm-hmm.
and like being like, yeah, that I'm sure that is the thing that happened, but then also being called a cunt like daily on social media, like now where I'm like, hey, can we like don't say pussy in front of me?
Is that happening that often to you?
Are
no,
you
not every day, but a lot. Like I,
it happens enough to bring it up. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I would
Twitter
say
suspended my account weeks ago. I mean,
probably at least once a month, but it still feels like a lot. It feels excessive.
Yeah, no.
I think about it for a long time too.
Yeah,
though.
If you would have just paid that $20.
Him, no, he was out of my head like
I wish we could talk about other people.
I think the people who know.
I think this could be the title of your one-woman show.
Definitely not.
Like, one cunt too many.
12 a year is enough. But, I mean, you know, you get called all kinds of things, but the hard C word is, like, a rarer one. But no, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Lord knows I would say whatever in front of my... Like, my dad was literally a sailor, so, like, I learned
He was actually a sailor,
things.
Though.
Yeah.
Was he an explorer?
He was, with broomsticks and
How
anuses.
How old are you?
Oh.
Yeah, the son of Vasco da Gama. You got me.
Vampire!
Like, literally, a story that my mom will tell about how early we were exposed to profanity. My dad was Greek, too, so, like, this is fucking second language.
Of course he
was, Dad. Oh, yeah.
He was a Greek sheep.
Yes. Explains
a Greek sheep vampire.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Like, they toddle out my little fat-thighed brother at, like, age 18 months or whenever they can first start talking. And, like, as a party trick. And they're like, hey, do your little alphabet, William. And he's like, A is for apple, B is for bottle, F is for fuck. And like in front of this entire, like this kid shouldn't be talking. Like it's a marvel he can even speak at this age. And then people are like, why does he know this? So it's been in my house, really in my DNA at that level. But if I drop a hard C, that would still make wheels turn.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, you know, we can be the permissive parents with the F-bomb. But yeah, that hard C.
Hard C is a tough pill.
No Dexedrine for dinner tonight.
The only time I don't mind, like, it's always if like somebody significantly dumber than me says things, I'm like, eh.
Like they misspell cunt in the tweet.
Yeah. Literally though. The people.
You cunt.
That's not where the K goes.
Is that an H?
It's silent in German. Cunt!
I'm not a chunt.
Only on Tuesdays. It's chunt day.
It's chunt day in the cafeteria. So excited. Oh, shit. All right. So, have we sold you on the show?
Oh, that's... yeah. Hard sell.
Woo! Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
You're welcome, Netflix.
Yeah.
We want some commission here.
Probably going to see if it's on Hulu first. Even though it's a Netflix original.
Why are you doing like that?
Don't say that on air. Yeah, trying to get money.
I love you, Hulu. See you soon.
Oh my god, you goddamn whore. How could you do that to Netflix? Netflix was here for you first.
It loved you so much.
Netflix has gotten so streamlined about the binging, like the new episode thing just kicks in and then you hit another button, it's like skip intro, and I'm like, yeah, just get me. Get me.
That's okay, the thing that I do not miss about Netflix. They ask far too often if I'm still watching.
Are you dead?
Like, it's been 2 to 3 episodes. And yes, I'm still watching. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Hulu, they'll wait, like, they'll give you a while, and then they'll kind of do, like, a little flash a little bit. Like a... So if you just want to... Fine. And then they'll ask you in a little bit. But they're, like, very gentle about it. And not like, hey... Nasty ass, like
you've made it to season 12 of Gunsmoke.
Are you still fucking doing this? Yeah. Or you're gonna do something with your life? And then Hulu's like, hey, you look cozy, girl. Like, let me give you a back rub. That's Hulu, so sorry.
Hulu's of the achievement unlocked school.
Yes.
You're doing it.
So that. Netflix is like the clingy boyfriend, and then like Hulu's like the
you still love me.
You still love me.
He's clingy, but he's like also a sociopath somehow. Like, what is happening? Like,
how's your throat?
Oh my god, it feels tight.
Here's my new broom.
That looks like a nice broom.
Want to ride it like a witch?
Nope. Not even a little.
All right.
Yep, that was fun.
Yeah, you. Miss Sarah Roche. Actually, no. Wait. We've got a topic each from you guys. We're going to cover those two. Then we're going to go out and apparently eat Arby's.
Yeah.
Are we?
Because I need to sweat from my areolas.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Like, it's it's Kunst Day, so yeah, we need to party it up.
It's Friday, so wow.
Travis, you doing yours or Roche, you doing yours? Whose blanket's up higher?
Actually, can I go first? Because I feel like mine's super dumb and quick, and if we do mine, then people forget mine when we do his.
Oh, okay.
Can we do that? Is that okay?
Go for it.
Okay.
You I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Jiggle Travis when we're done.
Are we ready?
Hold on. Let me get levels.
Okay.
And chroma key is set. Yes, we're ready.
You're the worst. Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick.
I should have blown a pitch pipe. Didn't know you were hitting the high notes.
You're the worst. Okay. I just love Anna Kendrick, and I want to talk about her all the time.
You want to talk Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick, yeah. Let's do it.
Just in case she's listening, like...
go away. No.
I can talk Anna Kendrick. I don't want to say until the cows come home, because this is a family show.
Have you ever owned cows, or...?
No. My cats are obese. That's as close as I get. Like, when food time is announced, it really does look like steer, like, heading for some sort of pen.
Have you tried tipping your cats?
No, they're very bouncy, even at their obese level.
Those dicks.
I know. How dare they? They kind of flop on their own. Like, they're the least athletic cats you've seen. Like, for years, my mom was like, when they spayed the girl, they must have severed a pelvic muscle. Like, no, she'd probably be dragging, like, someone's spine shot in Nam if that were the case.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's just fucking fat and lazy.
That's fine.
But sure, give them that third round of dry food. They need that. Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
So, Anna Kendrick...
She's an actress, by the way, for the listeners.
Everyone knows Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
I feel Anna Kendrick is
sure.
She's A-listy. Hey, no, fair enough. He's doing the radio. He's doing his radio diligence over here. Thank you. Anna Kendrick, actress known for 10-ish years now. It's been a bit.
Yes.
Where were you first exposed to Anna Kendrick, and when did your love affair kick in?
She sounds like a religion right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When
no.
did you open your heart to
Anna Kendrick?
The magistry of Anna Kendrick?
Hare Krishna, improv, all
I super am unsure. I probably Pitch Perfect is when I first... Oh, no, I'm a liar. Twilight. I remember her in Twilight.
She was in Twilight?
Yeah, she was. I didn't like her in Twilight. I didn't like the character. I was kind of like, go away.
Was she a werewolf, a vampire, a
she
ghost?
She was nothing. She was just like, I'm just a normal, nice person, and I... Like, whatever. She won an award for, Best Supporting Actress for... I think it was an Academy Award, maybe.
For Twilight?
It was... maybe I'm wrong there. She won an award for Best Supporting Actress. I do know that.
Oh, it was like Nickelodeon
movie.
Best Kiss.
No, for the, okay. You're the worst for that movie.
Did you? Sorry, sorry. Did you want to finish your thought?
Oh, no, I was
something popped.
Gonna
in
say
my,
that's.
It's rare when a thought pops into my head.
You do.
Did you see that? I forget what it's called, but the movie with her as a psychiatrist or something, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a cancer patient, and they get together.
You know, I try to do a happy show about serial killers, and you bring.
No, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
I haven't.
She's good in it.
She's good in it.
She's like a
doctor. Is it on Netflix or is it on Hulu?
I don't.
Rich Fox.
I don't know.
She made a horrible, horrible movie bearable.
I thought that was the title.
Oh, no. It's it was the 5 years.
A Slave?
No, you're the worst.
The prequel?
Why can't I remember I wrote it down.
You can
entire
web it. Go for it. I'm curious.
The last 5 years.
The last
is,
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was, it's a good idea for a movie, but it's just
What is the premise?
So basically...
Is it 5 years long? Sorry.
It's I can't even explain it. You gotta watch it. It's on Netflix. It has a very low star rating.
You're not really selling this.
No, no, but the whole thing, it's not a great movie, but she makes it oh my God. I'm sorry. I love Anna Kendrick and she's awesome.
So what is it about 5 years that spoke to you? What is the, you can
okay,
give
yeah.
me a sentence or two.
So that movie, while it's a bad movie, the whole message I was in mid-divorce when I finally watched it, and the whole thing is basically this woman, Anna Kendrick, her husband is an author, and he's, famous, da-da-da, and she kind of always feels like she's in the shadows from him, shining, and she's an actress, Broadway actress in the movie, and it's kind of about how she can't shine while she's with this guy, and so it's all about that, and kind of about how the ending of this marriage isn't, a failure or an end, it's the beginning of her. And she goes on to do things and stuff. And it's one of those things where, with comedy, I had started doing comedy a little bit And then I got married and I completely stopped everything. He like didn't even know me as a comic. And then the second like we were divorced, I started it again. And it was just kind of like, that's why it sort of spoke to me.
Did you feel when you were married that it was mutually exclusive? Were you like, this could put the marriage in jeopardy if I'm out doing open mic?
Absolutely. Because there are sometimes, like, my comedy isn't terribly clean. And I'm very honest about, like, my sexual life and stuff. And I had stories about, like, Tinder dates and stuff from when I was single that obviously they don't apply now. But he would have, he was kind of, like, mentally not totally stable. So he would, like, take stuff just to like start a fight and be like, oh, like who is this guy? I'm like, it's a joke. Like I knew him, so I could never do it with him. Yeah.
Wow, that is harsh. Yeah. So he
I'm sorry.
No. Like where you take things because there's just a bit of gravitas. That's how you say that, I think. Close enough. Fuck. No, I just.
You know what? My stand-up's ruined marriages, too. Not any of mine, just people in the audience no, just having to listen.
Like, why would you bring me here, Bill?
No, I'm sorry. Over. It's like you've got the two masturbated mom's boys here, and then there's like an actual adult in the studio. So
no,
I'm like
I'm
intrigued.
Not
I'm
an
like,
adult.
Did marriage, divorce, this is, wow.
People no actually adulting. Do that?
Did you own things?
I don't always cook my fish sticks all the way through, so... I'm not an adult.
Oh, who doesn't like an al dente fish stick?
Well, most people.
Is that sushi?
They're not adventurous. Exactly, yeah.
I'm cultured, you guys.
So you were doing comedy. You start dating this guy. And if you don't want to continue on with this, just
tell
me.
Oh, I don't mind.
Okay.
I'm fine.
You start dating a guy.
It's a little bit more complicated. We had dated for like years.
Okay.
We broke up for 2 years. And then in those 2 years, like, it was like a blink of an eye. For like 3 months, I had done a couple of mic things, but it wasn't anything significant.
Mm-hmm.
But all this time, I was writing a lot. And so he comes back into my life, and we start dating, and then we get married. And yeah, and then I still write, but I'm not going to mics or anything. And I know that I can't. And it's just like, it's really weird. And then divorce, and da-da-da.
No, that's,
and then Anna Kendrick. Saved
and
your life.
Then I fell in love with Anna Kendrick.
Yep.
Yeah, so that role resonated with you. I got
yeah,
that.
Sorry.
So, yes. So that started your mailing of your panties to Anna Kendrick. And then...
Oh, no, I already loved her
okay.
before that. But then I fell deeper in love, like where I was like, now I'm obsessed. Yeah. Like
finally, I'm not a fucking freak. It makes sense.
It went from like fan to like, you're my like heart kind of thing. Like, yeah, not obsessed like the movie where somebody gets murdered, but like, I am.
I too have kind of like an Anna Kendrick thing. Now, you're coming at it from like this lighthearted, inspirational angle, and I'm just gonna be like, there's
dirty.
Like things about her body that
I mean she's super cute. Yeah.
I first saw her in Up in the Air, that
okay.
George Clooney flick, and she has I don't wanna call it like a bit part, but it's a small role.
Yeah.
And like every time she came on screen, like she's very cute, but you wouldn't call her like some stone cold beautiful knockout. Like I'm sure in the real world you see her and you'd be like, fuck yeah.
Oh, I think she's like.
But she's like
stone cold.
She's like a fucking like human bunny, you know, just like almost
yes!
adorableness.
She's the human bunny.
But every time she came on screen, like I'm 36, I'm jaded, like I'm not Travis's age where I'm still like, fuck yeah, Kate Upton on the TV. You know, like it does. It does nothing to me. But, like, I saw her in that movie, and every scene she was on, I was like, I have, like, a visceral attraction to this woman.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is what love is.
It's like all of America joins you.
It's weird, because I'm like, yeah, she's... I found her attractive, but well beyond what I would objectively quantify as her attractiveness, I was like, no, I fucking really like this chick.
Yeah, there's, like, something... God, there's some. This just became like okay, Anna Kendrick, just
yes,
jerk off
is...
fest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
But no, there's something about her that I'm just like, you know, like.
We finally have a pod title.
I got my ticket for the long way round.
Ooh.
Two bottle of whiskey for the. Oh, that song was stuck in my head there this entire. I just had a little. I had to get a little bit
keep
of
going.
That.
Keep going. Just do it, and we'll just talk
we'll
about it.
Two bottle of whiskey for the way.
There's
and
something
I sure
her.
Would like
very
some sweet company.
Can you bring yours down a little?
Oh, I was gonna get louder.
You sound like
now I'm conceited and I want everything to be about me. I got my
this star has got to shine.
That's me with the cup.
No.
I learned how to do that like one summer.
That's adorable.
And then, yeah.
What, just flip a fucking cup?
You hung out with like the girls.
What's that?
Did you hang out in like summer camp? You hung out with like
Define hang out. Like they didn't know, but.
Just around the corner behind the dumpster.
Did they do your hair and not fuck you?
Oh. He starts crying.
Oh, it's like, oh, man, take it. Oh, the song.
So, I've got two more Kendrick nuggets, as we call them in the biz.
Okay, yes.
As we call the business the biz and the biz.
Mm-hmm.
So, go to a friend's house, 8:05 on a Saturday night when HBO has just premiered its new movie for the night, which happens to be...
You were 5 years a slave.
That's
that was
no.
Like, wasn't it?
Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
It was Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
And I wanted to go and have like an Anna Kendrick moment with my friend to like share the gospel.
Of course, share the gospel.
And I had to be like, no, man.
So when you said it, it sounded like a Anna Kendrick moment.
Oh yeah, that's what this whole thing is. This is just working to Anna Kendrick.
An autofocus party. Yeah, just both.
I brought the blanket.
Talking into some 8mm film. Yeah. Where is your blanket, though? It's seriously. Oh, it went up. She's porcupining.
No, I'm.
You're armadilloing.
You're the worst. No. You're an idiot.
Her protective coating is up. So I go over and I'm trying to be nonchalant, just like, yeah, like two friends hanging out. Let's see what HBO has to offer us to say. But I fucking knew.
Yeah, you want to guide that
shit. It was autofocus. And you know what? Like, he enjoyed it.
Of course.
I mean, I want to say like maybe brothers are immune to the wiles of Anna Kendrick. Like, she's just maybe too assless. I don't know. Like,
don't you dare speak ill.
I disagree.
Of Anna Kendrick.
She has a little... Something. He was not enchanted. Like, I wanted to fucking, like, work with construction paper about her with him after the movie. And he was just like, yeah, I wasn't bad. And I was like, you fucking piece of, oh, I'm in your house. Okay, cool, thanks.
I think that you... Sorry, never mind.
She's taken such offense to any negative word that you just said.
Flabbergasted.
But, yes.
I can't believe that you would... Speak illy of our Lord and Savior Anna Kendrick.
I didn't. I
thought
said
we
nothing.
Knew you, man.
I said nothing. I was offended that
Where's
my
friend
didn't start masturbating by Act Two. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, show her the respect that she deserves.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure that's what she would want.
Exactly. Like 5 minutes to go, I just fucking got up and screamed, "That is a lady! You will show her the."
What happened to chivalry?
Is it dead, sir?
Like, do it, just don't look her in the eye.
I think you're soft in those pants. Nothing.
I think I'm, yes.
So he was not Ella Enchanted about Our Lady.
Did you say Ella Enchanted?
Is that a thing?
Are you thinking she was in that?
Those are
no
words.
Just the word Enchanted.
Oh, okay. I thought she'd be like, that's a completely different human.
Yeah. Like, okay. I would say after the show, I'm going to take a big starring Tom Hanks shit, and that makes it funny. And not
okay. That is funny.
So, third Anna Kendrick moment in this man's life. Somehow the topic of celebrity crushes came up with the girlfriend I no longer have.
Because she left you?
She left for a man that would take her to Scranton.
Finally.
Yeah.
That's her Paris.
The entire ride up with him. She's like, Scranton, what? The Electric City. I'm like, you fucking bastard.
There's just like a picture of him like dipping her and kissing her behind like a brick building.
Just
a warehouse.
Closed rice market. This is where things once happened.
Oh my God. Sorry. No, So the last
Anna Kendrick. My girlfriend, I don't know how we got on this topic, but she's like, "What? Who's a celebrity crush of yours?" Like, kind of innocent. And, like, again, I'm 36. Like, I've been so through the looking glass of just, like, not a social boy who looks at girls via picture, tee-hee-hee. So it's like, by my 15s, I'm done with celebs. Like, by 25, I'm done with, like, porn stars. Like, there's nothing that excites me anymore. I'm just like, give me money, food, and sleep, and let me die. And I was really proud of myself because I'm able to pull out of my ass like
broomstick.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
In this world of broomsticks and asses, what does this question matter? A hill of beans. See, it's powerful, Sarah. You were moved right there. So I really happily pull out the broomstick, and then out tumble the words Anna Kendrick. And I pull that out. I'm like, Anna Kendrick. And she just like sneers. And she's like, in a way that her comment doesn't make much sense. We'll get to that in a second. She goes, of course you'd be into the plainest girl in Hollywood.
Oh my God. That's Kristen Stewart.
And
what a chunt your right? girlfriend was.
But like, what a dig
at
yourself.
I didn't even care if it was a chunt or not. That was a chunt move.
But what? So my type is plain Jane, of which you would then be?
Well, she's not plain Jane. She is adorable. Like, she's adorable.
I'm just saying, if you call her plain, you're saying I'm into plain girls. And that makes you plain, sister. Like, if she's like, my favorite actor is Jackie Chan, okay. I wouldn't be like, because you like his stumpy dick like mine.
No, she was obviously mad because I'm assuming she didn't see herself looking anything like or being like Anna Kendrick.
She was blonde as the cast of Mindhunter.
So she may have been like, fuck her, because that's what you like and I'm not that. I've done that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where I would ask her and he'd be like, someone who looks nothing like you.
Do I have to pick between salt and pepper?
Sometimes.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, that was his reaction. You're like, wait, I don't even look like Spinderella. This is not good. Wait, what did the guy say he was into? Now I'm curious.
I honestly don't even remember, but it Oprah. Was like, yeah, like it was just so like, all right. He was like Bill Cosby. And okay. Well,
oh, shit.
That's that.
Did you come in like a sweater the next day?
Ah, the morning. <Yeah. laughs>
Is this doing it for you? Jello.
And then he fucked me. He fucked me for like 9 hours.
Okay.
It did it for him. Anyways. Sorry. I had a mask, everything.
Oh, God.
Martini.
That was why you split. He was into the cause.
Yeah, let me have been it.
You're like, I tell funny jokes and don't rape people.
LOL.
This is over.
Yeah, sorry. All right.
Yeah.
Me?
Travis, why not, man?
Woo. What am I talking about again?
We're throwing the fucking ball to you.
Yeah.
It's like 0.3 seconds left, just enough for it to leave your fingertips.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Did I go to you?
No. What am I supposed to talk about?
I'm doing a metaphor here. There's like 40 minutes left. We've got so much Arby's time.
What's my thing?
You're talking about what happened regarding your mom.
Okay.
If you want to set the scene.
Yes.
I doubt if she was listening to this, I doubt she would make it this far. But if you are listening, I love you very much.
I love
mom.
You too, Mrs. Dorward, and I don't mean that in a suggestive way.
That's where my topic begins. On the other podcast,
we do a football show.
The football podcast. There's a thing, Brian and John, a bit, if you would have it, where they suggest doing certain activities to a certain my mom. And it was fine for a while. Like, I didn't really think, I just wouldn't, like, retweet the tweets because my mom's on Twitter. But I guess she finally got curious and watched one of the episodes, and she
wanted to be proud of
her boy. She was not thrilled.
Oh,
so I politely asked John, and if Brian is listening now, to please refrain from that. Well, I'm all for, like,
maybe
say whatever you want, but
was it
out an apology? Or
was it like, okay, so it started off just in, oh, maybe an apology, maybe. We'll see if that's warranted. So it started off with just lighthearted, really Brian, I want to say, initiated it. Brian, the show is
yes.
Uni, Brian, and then he has guests in.
Okay.
I want to say Brian took point on this because my go-to isn't like just routinely talking about banging someone's mom.
Yeah.
Maybe one episode, but certainly not making it like the leitmotif of the show.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was led astray. Not going to lie. A bad influence took me to some bad places. Travis, the first two episodes, had been sweet enough, really a darling boy, to draw like a stick figure family of me and Brian as like a pair of gay dads.
We were holding hands in the sunlight, and it was...
Yeah.
And Brian was just cleaning up Oreos. Or not Oreos.
Cheerios.
Cheerios constantly.
Yeah, yeah. Been dabbing your face with a hanky. Making it presentable for your pictures. And then episode 3, I was inspired by those stick figures.
Yeah.
And so I started drawing depictions that of me and Brian as stick figures with a new part that Travis's stick figure didn't have. And then a Travis's mom stick figure. And I felt that drawing might have crossed the line.
Yeah.
So in the next one...
The thing is, you could have said, I don't... Well, I shouldn't say this. If my mom is, she's not listening. I personally don't really care.
Of course
like,
you
if
we bust
but
each other's
the only
chops.
Reason I was like, hey, can you guys cool with this? Is because she's on Twitter and like I don't, you know... Like, I know you want me to like help promote, which I would love to do, but just...
No, well, in we'll, certain situations. We'll refrain. You know, it's... The proverbial
like I hate censoring
broomstick
people,
is in the ass. Well, no, it's cool. You just take away green from Picasso, but cool.
She's a nice lady. Let's protect the innocent folk.
Well, I thought I showed that in the next drawing, like when you were included, but like smiling in the background. And that showed that everything that was happening in the drawing was like on the up and up. But that didn't matter to your mom.
Did we do that? I thought
we
last...
did. There's one with just Travis smiling and then Travis's mom on all fours. And...
Jeez.
No, I remember that one, but wasn't it Danny Boy's face?
That's true. You're right. Just smiling like the sun, watching.
Yeah, I don't
Brian
know which specific episode she watched, but she was less than thrilled about it.
What?
Well, you know what? This kind of sucks because I wanted to go there for PB&Js to your house, but...
Yeah, we were all... Arby's was just PB&Js at your place.
That's code.
So, yeah. We want the people listening to think we have money. Arby's. Arby's money.
Hey, they're coming out with a venison sandwich, I believe.
Are you, dude, that's what you fucking feed to prisoners. Like, that's, like the hunters who have no thing to do with a deer carcass are just like, I'm going to give this to the people that I love to see jailed. Because, yeah, I don't know, venison. I had it once, and then I just sweat bullets for like a year.
I feel like they've been feeding people venison for years, and they're just like, let's just admit to it. And
I mean, that would be smart. It's fucking everywhere. Like, we love to think that deer are like nearly extinct because they're dead all over the road, but I think there's some sort of population explosion of, or at least I hang out with hunters.
Did you know
who want to justify things?
You want to guess what animal in North America causes the most deaths?
Oh, I do want to guess.
Death
this.
Of human or animal?
Human.
Oh, I know the answer. We were just talking about it.
Hold on. Is it totally not something you would guess?
Maybe. I don't know. It's not a weird animal.
Is it a deer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I was between that or bear, but then
yeah,
I think
I because they
we should have never taught them to hold broomsticks.
Right. He's up the butts for tea.
They just
what
write
that
the
mean?
Sorry, you just tired of sweeping.
It was a bear. We don't think there was much.
Well, shit. I think we're done. I think we've blown our proverbial wads. We want to get to Arby's before the fryers cool off.
That's true.
Get those day-old jalapeno poppers.
That I
off.
Won't remember I don't like till I'm there.
Oh, they're the best. You get to do shots of berry sauce, which some reason no one else steps up to the berry sauce plate.
It's, oh, I tried that one. That was
you said it was gross, and it looked gross.
Well, maybe I'm not a sweets guy, surprisingly. But...
Yeah, really? No, okay.
What are you laughing at, sir?
No, nothing.
I have friends who have managed to cultivate your profile, and they've done it on the back of meats.
Cultivate your profile.
Yeah.
that's a good.
You think
way
I should run for office with a smooth tongue like that?
Maybe,
That's what you're going for.
Yeah.
That's the song. That says we're done. I think after 90 minutes, it's like really obvious what the show's about.
Nothing.
Yeah, we cleared it all up.
As soon as dear sweet Julie Shapiro was like, podcasts have to be about something, I was like, well, then I'm fucked. Yeah, blah, blah. Yay.
Well, then I guess we're not a podcast.
No.
We're like HBO. We're not TV. We're
three
HBO.
Three people talking.
We're not podcasts. We're this.
Oh my God.
Or the Anna Kendrick jerk off hour.
Woo!
Who's gonna sponsor that?
Me.
Yes. After all this Anna Kendrick talk, Sarah's blanket has turned into a towel.
What?
My God, Sarah.
What dries? The more. Oh, wait, what gets more wet, what, the what more gets dries? I fucked it all up.
Anna Kendrick's face, I don't know.
I wouldn't know yet.
Yes.
That was Papa's Basement. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the two lovely guests we had, and Sarah Roche. If the people want to get a hold of you and hopefully not tweet a certain word at you.
Chunt.
Chunt, yeah.
Chunt.
How do they, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
I'm at Rochasaurus.
Spell that, damn it. It was tricky. It took me a minute.
It's R-O-C-H-E.
Mm-hmm. Saurus?
Well, because I spelt it two different ways, like an idiot. So R-O-C-H-E-S-A-U-R-U-S.
All right.
Rochasaurus!
You can reach me at Chuntasaurus.
Nice.
No, just at Travis Dorward.
Son of Chunt.
D-O-R-W-R-D.
Son of Chunt.
First of his name.
True king and leader of...
Chuntsylvania.
Shit. All right, so they can get you on the Twitter, both of you. I hope they do. They're very funny. Guys, if you liked this show, find us youtube.com/papasbasement. All the episodes are first aired live via YouTube, then we upload the video. Then you can find the actual podcast at inpapasbasement.com. I'm going to play this again. That was flawless. You can also get us via iTunes, if that's your podcast app. Whatever the hell your podcast app, we do Stitcher. But I think as long as it plugs into iTunes, you can subscribe to us. Also, subscribe on YouTube. Every time we go live, guess what? You get an email. It's fucking great. And other than that, I like us on Facebook. You know, I just put up like silly pictures, and then once a week I'm like, here's a link to the pod, and this will go to 1/10 of you because I'm not paying Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that's it. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on everything. Guys, again, thank you. I had fun. Let's go clog our arteries. And till the next one, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.